And as we keep moving now, here's a very good question. Is it wrong to be a Christian and let a friend and her boyfriend sleep together in my home? I'm reminded of the time that the prophet Isaiah spoke with King Hezekiah and asked him this question in 2 Kings 20, verse 15. And he said, "What have they seen in thine house?" How important it is that what people see in our house are things that glorify the Lord. When people walk into your house, can they easily recognize that this is a Christian home? When entering, do they see your Bible lying out and see that you've been recently reading it? Do they hear the sound of Christian music instead of a TV set that's constantly on, no matter what type of program is being shown? Do they see Christian books and periodicals rather than the latest gossip magazines? Our testimonies are seen more accurately by what goes on in our homes. This is where we are in our normal state, and the things we do and allow in our homes says much about the kind of people we truly are. Joshua made this statement in Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua made the bold commitment that he and all those in his household would serve the Lord. He dedicated his home to have a proper testimony for the Lord. As the caretaker of the testimony of your home, it's your responsibility to guard that testimony. We are exhorted in 1 Thessalonians 5:22 to abstain from all appearance of evil. How would it impact the witness of your home if you allow obvious sin to take place? Surely your Christian testimony would suffer loss by your tolerance of open sin. And this is especially important if there are children in your home. If you allow this to happen, what are you teaching them? Perhaps the Lord will allow you to witness to your friend about the Lord Jesus as you explain to her why you cannot allow the act of fornication to occur in your home. In effect, to allow this behavior in your home is to condone it. As a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ, you must take a stand for righteousness. It may be difficult to refuse to allow your friend and her boyfriend to stay together in your home, but the Lord will be honored by your stand. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might."